YouTube, we are back in the win column. YouTube, how's it going? Welcome, everybody, to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Let's get it. We got to bring it back. It was a three-game skid. It felt a little bit weird that we didn't have it back, and I'm trying to update something for y'all's liking, so give me a second. Ashley, you're so right. I gotta get it. Everybody, refresh the stream. We should be getting a Yu Darvish emoji back right now. Now, how's it going? Everybody, Padres fans, feels really good. It feels really, really nice to get this W back for this baseball team. It feels really back to get out of the schneid. Refresh the stream. I think the Yu Darvish emojis are back because this guy was absolutely incredible once again for the San Diego Padres. I mean, guys, he's been a revelation. It's been unbelievable. So, members, let's get some Yu Darvishes in the chat. The dude's been unbelievable. Welcome to the postgame show, everybody. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog here. All right, everybody. We have a lot to talk about on today's postgame show. This has been brought to you by betonline.ag, your number one source for betting needs. I hope everyone's doing fantastic. We got to talk about Jake from Rake Farm. We got to talk about this Padres offense only having four hits today, but all four of those hits accumulating into, you know what, runs. Because ADHD, your team hit for power today. So, let's get some Padres win bells in the chat, baby. It's so nice to be back in the win column. We got over 150, 160, whatever y'all in this live stream. I want every single member to get a Padres win bell in the chat. Members, let's get those emojis in the chat, baby. And if you're new, hit the join button next to the subscribe button, everybody. Welcome to the live stream show. And one more time, because it's felt so nice. I haven't done this in such a long time. How's it going, everybody? Hey! Hey! Oh, here. All right, everybody. The San Diego Padres go back to 15 games over 500. They get all over this disgusting sweep in Colorado. They're 42-27. Yu Darvish lowers that beautiful, majestic earned run average to a 3.17. Drew coming in with this notorious, his daily, his regular $20 holla. Let's get some W's for Drew, and let's also get some W's for you. Let me get some Darvishes in the chat, everybody. Thank you so much for the donation, Drew. Where do we begin today, everybody? The San Diego Padres, it was looking like a little bit of a dirty game once again as the Arizona Diamondbacks got it going beginning this game as Neil Walker hit a sacrifice fly to left. It seems as if Yu Darvish has been running into trouble a good bit in his starts early on into baseball games, early on into these games, but he's feeling it now. He's starting to figure it out once he's able to get through that first. And ever since, Chad, he was absolutely flawless. I mean, incredible once again today for the Padres. Listen, the strikeout numbers haven't been as high as they were last year, but another five strikeout performance. He allowed four hits, one run, and once again was that man. Once again was that man. And this team, it's so nice to see. They've only had a losing streak of more than four games. That's been their biggest losing streak all year long. They get swept in St. Louis, and then they lose to the Cardinals. Then they lose to the Brewers after that awful game. But besides that, guys, it's incredible, as Sky says. He threw 33 pitches in the first inning. After that, Darvish threw 71 pitches through sixth. That's literally less than 12 pitches per inning. And Padres humor, why not us's? All my members, let's get some why not us's in the chat, everybody. How's it going? We're just getting started on today's San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog. Before you do so, consider joining the San Diego Padres Hogwatch membership. We got so much more emojis than just the one stated in this graphic. Loyalty badges. We're so close on merch. Cut me some slack. I'm getting there. We're going to have new videos for the trade deadline. Exclusive live stream starting in July. It's going to get packing, so join the Padres Hogwatch membership. Let's get some W's for Padres humor with the $5 holla, and let's get started, everybody. Let's get started. Why not us? Why not this baseball team? And let's get it going, everybody. Let's talk about somebody. And I don't want to waste much more time. I've been wanting to get into other offensive players. I don't want to waste any more time.
Honey?
Who are you talking to? Jake? Jake who? What was she wearing? Khakis? Oh my goodness, my gosh, my gracious. Jake from Rake Farm has just been an absolute revelation for the San Diego Padres. Goes deep once again today off Zach Davies, and it was a no doubt blast for Jake the Rake Farmworth. I mean, an absolute tater for Jake Farmworth. Does it once again. This guy is officially hotter than fish grease. He's having an absolutely majestic. And what was she wearing, honey?
Khakis?
Guys, the year this guy's having, the June this guy's having right now is making me eat my words. He's absolutely insane at the plate right now. He is so locked in right now, and he is finally back. And it feels so nice. It feels so nice when Jake Farmworth is back. Listen, he had the one hit today, which was that absolute no doubt tater to Titty Terrace. In addition to that, he also had a walk. The quality of his at-bats, and don't look now, but I'm saying probably within the next 2 weeks, Jake Farmworth is going to eclipse Eric Hosmer as the higher average on this baseball team. All my members, let's get some big W's to SocialDude9 for joining the Hogwatch membership, man. Welcome to the Rookie Hog membership. Thank you so much for your support. Let's get some Jake Farmworths from you, SocialDude9, to show off that new membership to your fellow Hogs, man. Absolutely unbelievable. And Drew, as Drew says it, take a look at it one more time. He skipped out of the batter's box. This was his biggest no-doubt shot. He immediately looked down, and that was that. If you're new to the channel, everybody, welcome to the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. I'm your host, Borna, a.k.a. Hog. You're subscribed to the channel. We got year-round exclusive San Diego Padres content. This was brought to you by betonline.ag. SD9, welcome to the goddamn freaking membership. So Jake Farmworth was fantastic once again. We called up CJ Abrams from El Paso. We're going to get into his debut part two for the San Diego Padres. I thought there was a little bit of nerves once again. He's very confident in his pregame presser, but he's very, very, very casual. And we're going to have to get into that a little bit later in the live stream. We only got 33 likes. We got 200 people in here, guys. Make sure you smash the like button as we're getting started today on the San Diego Padres Hogwatch postgame show. But the story of the day, it wasn't Jake Farmworth. It wasn't Nomar Mazara. It wasn't Abrams' lack of production. How do you join the membership, Luis? You have to be on a computer desktop version. Hit the join button next to the subscribe button. Now, the story of the day, everybody, is this guy. We are not, okay? We are taking this guy's year for granted. And those Darvish numbers, you need to join on your desktop version or go on the get off the YouTube app and go on Safari. Chat, you Darvish right now. Let's get some yous in the chat. I'm telling y'all, this guy, he's lowered his ERA to a 3.17, I believe now. He has been unbelievable for the Padres. And Sky says it, I'll say it. You throw away that awful start in San Francisco, this guy has been everything that we've wanted for this year for the San Diego Padres. He has just been absolutely unbelievable for this baseball team. I mean, it's just incredible. And I'm telling you right now, the different kinds of stuff that this guy brings to the table. I'm talking about a splitter. His cutter is unbelievable. His cutter. I want to get it again. Let's get some use. It's the cutter, it's the slider, it's the two-seamer, it's the four-seamer, it's the splitter, it's the curveball. It's just been unbelievable. Victor says, keep up the good content, Hog. Why not us? Let's get some why not us's in the chat. Thank you so much for your support, Victor. Appreciate the $2 holla. Everybody, you Darvish, it's actually unbelievable the amount of production we're starting to get from this guy. He can be right there with Joe Musgrove as your team's number one starter. These two guys have really elevated themselves, and I think they're starting to compete with one another as the best starters on this baseball team. You seeing Joe Musgrove compete at this Cy Young level, and Yu Darvish wants to be that guy. And I think what's even more amazing about Yu Darvish, everybody, is that he has learned to pitch without sticky stuff. He's coming off a year where he had an all-star first half. There's the sticky substance ban, and the biggest question was that, is he just not a good pitcher without sticky stuff, or did he just need an offseason to adjust? And I think we're starting to learn, everybody. He just needed the offseason to adjust, because right now he's filthy, he's disgusting, and he's making hitters look dirty at the plate. And at this point, Yu Darvish is going to be a 15-game winner. This staff can have two 15-game winners. I think two 17-game winners on this staff. And I wouldn't be surprised if Musgrove got 20 wins. Let's spam some U's in the chat, baby. I want to get it because it's a big-time day for the San Diego Padres. Hope everyone's doing well. We're going to hear from interim manager Ryan Flaherty. Shall we get into it now, everybody? Let's get our top hogs and hogwashes of the night. Tremaine, you have to join the join button next to the subscribe button. You have to do it on your desktop. Now,
without further ado,
let's start with the top hogs, because we were just talking about two of these guys. The first top hog is none other than
you.
Every single time, besides that San Francisco start, the dude's been nails, and he's given this team a chance to win. There's your first top hog. And here is your next top hog, everybody.
Ugh. I know I sound like a broken record here, but, like, I don't trust you. What was she wearing?
I never thought we'd turn this corner.
Khakis.
I'm back. So, everybody, we take a look at your top hog hogwash tallies of the season so far. I thought I lost connection to OBS. I think I just got it back. Yo! Rambo, thank you for your dono, man. 200 Indian rupees. We got in rupees in this bitch. Bro, thank you so much for your support, man. I hope your studies are going very, very well, Rambo. Thank you. Hey, let's get some W's for Rambo in the chat. Let's get some why not us's. I will enjoy those rupees. I have no idea how much it is, but the act of your graciousness means the world to me. Thank you so much, Rambo. I really appreciate that. We take a look at our updated top hog hogwash tally boards of the season so far. Yu Darvish, everybody, is starting to make a run for who? For Manny Machado's throne. Let's get some W's for Rambo. Kumar, big-time member of this community, has been here since the beginning. But chat, we take a look at these updated tally boards right now. Yu Darvish is coming for Manny Machado. Again, if you're new to the channel, I hope you subscribe. Join the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content. We have this tally board that gives you the best Padres and the worst Padres. We have the Top Hog Hogwatch Award. So you can see Yu Darvish is now in second place, and Jake Cronenworth is in sole possession for fifth place. With eight top hogs and four hog washes, he should be so far the NL player of the month of June. And you may ask, Hog, who is your hog wash? Let's get some hog washes in the chat. This guy doesn't deserve an emoji. I'm so pissed off at him right now. I'm not pissed off of him as a person. I'm pissed off at him as a player. And that's Eric Hosmer. I mean, right now, I can't elevate the ball. I swing at basically everything in the dirt. I'm hitting like 100 in the last like 3 years. Yeah, chat, right now, Eric Hosmer is really, really, really struggling at the plate. Listen to this, everybody. In Eric Hosmer's last 30 games, he's hitting 190. He has zero home runs. Eric Hosmer hasn't gone deep in his last 130 plate appearances for Eric Hosmer. Let's get some hog washes in the chat. He's going to leave this tally board very, very soon. And here's been the issue with Eric Hosmer. He's been pressing. He's been pressing a lot. We're one Discord member away from 700. Join the Discord link pinned on top of the chat, everybody. But I'm telling you right now, take a look at these numbers, everybody, for Eric Hosmer. 190 in his last 30 games. Zero home runs. I mean, zero home runs. 186 in his last 15. It's not even that he's not hitting for average anymore. The dude's not hitting for power at all. And I don't know how much longer he can be in this lineup. Listen, we got April Haas. Thank you for your contributions, April Haas, once again. But I'm telling you, all of these Top Hog Hogwash Award emojis, they were literally built for April Haas. Besides that, there is no more use for him on this baseball team. He is a liability defensively, okay? That's the first thing. He's an absolute liability defensively, and now he's not getting anything done offensively. He's getting nothing done offensively. So at this point, it's just bad right now. It's just bad right now for Eric Hosmer. Hogwash is StreamYard. Luckily, we're on OBS now, baby. So I want to ask you, chat. I want to ask you again. Big win tonight, everybody. Big win. I think we're going to get Melvin back on Thursday, it's looking like. But what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Eric Hosmer? How much longer can we have him in the lineup? Do you think that Eric Hosmer should be fully benched full-time? They'll move Voit to first full-time, and then what they'll do is they'll try and trade for a DH? That could be a potential option. Now, I want to get into what y'all have to say about that. I do want to get into CJ Abrams. I do want to get in his return today. I do want to get into Ha-Sung Kim. It was really nice to see Ha-Sung Kim get it going again for the San Diego Padres. We take a look. Here's kind of that little highlight clip. We saw Jake go deep. There was a big moment in the game that Ha-Sung Kim had a big-time hit, all right? Here in the third inning, it was 1-1. Second inning, runners on second and third, two outs. Ha-Sung Kim with the big-time single. Take a look again. It was a sinker or fastball running very low, and he's able to get a nice barrel on it. Ha-Sung Kim today, very nice to see him get a hit and a walk today for the San Diego Padres. And Trent Grisham absolutely deposited on a ball later against Zach Davies in the fifth inning. It was awesome to see some of that opposite field power for Trent Grisham, man. He's not hitting that ball out at start of the year, man. He's crushing that ball. Again, take another look at the Ha-Sung Kim hit, everybody. It was a kind of a low fastball, running low. He swings at it right there. I mean, that's lower in the zone. He sees it, he barrels it, and it's an automatic base hit. It was a great pitch by Zach Davies. He played great defense as well today again. And here's the leaking two-seamer. Grisham deposits that, and it's great to see Grisham go to opposite field. That's something that you never see from Trent. So that's a big W as well. Maybe Voit gets hurt easily. He's still hitting like 280. Bro, you can't look at his average. He was out of this planet. Let's talk about CJ Abrams today, chat. CJ Abrams today for the San Diego Padres. 0-3. His at-bats weren't too great. They weren't too great. He barreled up that last at-bat. But the biggest thing for me with CJ Abrams was the casual throws. It was the casual throws for CJ Abrams. He had a very casual throw late in the game. And I want to show if we can make sure we show you guys this casual throw. Take a look at this by CJ Abrams. It was against Luis Garcia. And luckily for the Padres, they were going to be okay in winning this baseball game. But it still concerns you that CJ is too casual. Listen, this is the big leagues, bro. You got shit to prove. What are you doing being so casual? So we take a look at this play on replay from CJ Abrams. Again, this was a Luis Garcia pitch. It's right to CJ Abrams. It's a routine play. He takes that extra hesitation. He doesn't put much on his throw. And that was an error. And these are things that we look at. These are things that Bob Melvin's going to get pissed off about. That's casual play from the kid. And it's not like you're established. It's not like you're Fernando Tatis Jr. You are coming up. You are coming up. And you are trying to prove yourself. The team is giving you an extra stint. The team is giving you an extra chance right now, all right?
And for you to not do that and for you to be able to be casual is a big loss. And another casual throw today from Nomar Mazara against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We saw a play right here. Nomar Mazara, casual. Casual, 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 extremely casual, allows runners to go. Way too casual. Again, defense is very important. We won the game tonight, but these are things I hope Bob Melvin's going to show his team. I hope he's going to talk about, and he's trying to make a presence known and a message, send a message that we will not accept this kind of play on this baseball team. Listen, this is a World Series caliber team. This is a very important season, and I'm not quite sure why we're seeing casual throws. Take a look at the Abrams play one more time. Way too casual for my liking, and I hope Hosmer, Machado, I hope they all have a talk with Abrams to say this is unacceptable. It was a bad throw, it was a slow throw, and take a look at the extra hesitation from CJ. Nevertheless, anybody, it didn't come back to bite the Padres tonight, but remember, we need to keep our eyes on things like this. We need to keep our eyes on things like this. It is very, very important that this team has the right competitive edge and they have the right defensive prowess to be successful. By the way, everybody, make sure you show Hog some love on his Instagram. We post reels after we go live after every single San Diego Padres game, everybody. Make sure you shoot your boy a follow. We're going to be giving away the Nabil Chrismat jersey this week. I'm so excited. Thank you guys so much for 2,000 Twitter followers. It's an absolute W again. We will be giving away a Nabil Chrismat jersey because we hit 4,000 subscribers on the Hog Watch. Make sure you do that. Make sure you go check me out on Apple Podcast. It is absolutely electric on there. And last but not least, go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hog Watch Discord. It's your nonstop shop. It was a little toxic in there tonight, but we have over 700 people in the Discord now. It's an absolute W. And last but not least, consider joining the San Diego Padres Hogwatch membership with access to loyalty badges, emojis, discounts on merch coming out, member shoutouts that we're working on, and of course, early access to new videos. Go ahead and join the San Diego Padres Hogwatch membership. If y'all can please put the link to that in the description. Go to Jake Cronenworth's MLB page and look at his last 7, 15, 13 game splits. It's incredible, I'm sure, right now with Jake Cronenworth's guy. Guys, I'm telling you, I was so concerned for this guy. If I were to ask you guys a month ago what your concern level with Jake Cronenworth is, we were all 7+. We were all 7+. Take a look at this guy's splits, everybody. 322 in his last 30 games for Jake. 411 in his last 15 games for Jake. And 500 in his last 7 games for Jake. These are unbelievable numbers right now for Jake Cronenworth. I'm going to send out a tweet literally showing this right now. Those numbers are literally electric. These Jake Cronenworth splits in his last 7, 15, 30 games are absolutely insane. Dude, guys, take a look at this again. It's incredible. Take a look at these splits again. I'm just going to actually write it out on a tweet. But take a look at these splits. We take a look at this together. In Jake's last seven games, 500, 600, / 821 / line. I mean, that is incredible. His last 15 games. Oh my God. These numbers are incredible. 411. 515. Huh, these are incredible numbers. 679. Oh my goodness, chat. How do you do? His last 30 games. 322. I'm tweeting this out, by the way. 404. By the way, the last slash line I'm doing is slugging. Wow. This guy is on another planet right now, and we oh so desperately needed badly, Padres fans. I mean, we needed it badly, Padres fans. So right now, he's probably the best hitter on the team. I mean, right now, Jake Cronenworth is likely the best hitter on this Padres team, and it's unbelievable. The dude is freaking locked in right now. Let's get a quick roll call, everybody. Where is everybody tuning in from on this fine Monday night? Again, the San Diego Padres defeat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-1. Adam Glick, shout out you. You literally nailed it. You literally nailed the box score. Take a look at this, everybody. Adam Glick, big time. Predicting scores.
Score predictions today. Here's mine. I guessed 5-2. Glick, 4-1 Padres. It's betting. Predicted the exact score. Pontuan, let's go. Adam Glick and Nate predicting the Padres scores. Guys, I'm going to have these new graphics where I show you guys my score predictions after every game. It's an absolute W. I hope you enjoy those. They're absolutely sick. The Grove, Escondido, San Diego. Man, it feels good, everybody. It feels good. It's a big one tonight. It's a big one tonight. Any update on where Nate Kading lives? I don't know, man. I don't know. So here's what I want to discuss next. I really want to discuss Eric Hosmer. I mean, this guy, what the hell do we do about this guy? Again, we'll take a look at the highlights from tonight, everybody. But what do we do with Eric Hosmer? I mean, he's awful at the plate. Can this team have the audacity, chat? And I want to ask you all, does this Padre team have the audacity to where, when do you decide to bench him? Can it get to a point? Can it get to a point where you decide to bench Eric Hosmer? Because right now, I don't know what to do with him. Tremaine is from Reno. Again, if you are new, I hope you subscribe, join the Hog Watch. What are the answers, right? What can we do with Eric Hosmer? Is he a benchable piece? Obviously, you're not going to be able to trade him, but is he somebody that you just sit and you just pay? Because the argument that George makes a great point is, what do we do with Crone? We let him play. By the way, I'm so happy with Jake Cronenworth right now, guys. I want to get another round of Jake Cronenworth emojis in the chat because this guy is making me eat my words right now. He has been unbelievable for the San Diego Padres. I mean, unbelievable for the San Diego Padres. I mean, take another look. Guys, Sky brings up these numbers. These numbers are insanity. These numbers are absolutely insanity for Jake Cronenworth right now. These are incredible. And next thing you know, Yu Darvish is going to have an ERA sub 3 in his next start if he continues like this. This guy has been unbelievable for the San Diego Padres all season long. It's just been incredible. And do you know what annoys me? Here's what annoys me with the whole Eric Hosmer situation. It feels like he takes no accountability. It feels as if Eric Hosmer takes no accountability in his team struggles. That's the thing that really, in his personal struggles, that's what bugs me the most. If he's shitty at the plate, he's never going to say, I need to be better. He is never going to say, I need to be better. And that's the thing that really pisses me off the most. That's the thing where it's just like, dude, just admit you need to be better. We all know the guys love you in the clubhouse. We all know the guys love you in the clubhouse. But admit that you're not playing good baseball and admit that it needs to change. So guys, I saw a play tonight, and I think it was Eric Hosmer actually who got Eric Hosmer. So Christian Walker, the Diamondbacks first baseman today. By the way, the dude's hitting 200 on the year, but he has 18 home runs. A big use for the Padres, it would be. But Christian Walker absolutely roped a ball. Excuse me, Eric Hosmer absolutely roped a ball. I mean, roped a ball. And Christian Walker made a diving play to save it at first base. That's what we need from Eric Hosmer from a defensive standpoint. That's the kind of production we need. But he takes no accountability. Zero accountability. And that's my biggest issue. That's the thing. You would hope he's able to turn it around. You would hope. But everybody, how's it going? We are 42-27. And maybe we just need to admit to ourselves that, listen, the Rockies, the Cardinals, They may very well be our kryptonite. Very well may be our kryptonite. We got to face the Rockies again. But chat, if we can just continue to string wins. And right now, do you believe, probably not against the Dodgers, but right now, everybody, you believe because of our starting pitching so special that this Padre team, chat, we're good enough. We're good enough. And we should beat these teams
even without Machado and Darvish, and Tatis. In addition to that, we got some really good Machado news. Guys, there's a chance he may not even go on the IL. He's been that good. I mean, he's been that, like, optimistic. Ryan Flaherty says, even made a comment today, like, the game hasn't even started yet. Like, alluding to the chance that he may even be in the lineup. If there's a chance that we can get Machado in the Dodgers series in 10 days, I never thought that would be a possibility. But it's looking like it could be a true possibility. Sit up, relax. We don't need you against Arizona. By the way, tomorrow, everybody, we do have to face Zach Gallen, who's been very, very good for the Arizona Diamondbacks. He's been their best starter, guys. This is going to be a big test for this Padre offense, who has been struggling a little bit. Listen, this Padre offense wasn't good again tonight, but they showed that they can slug. Gallen 4-2 with the 2.91 ERA against Sean Manaea, who's looking to bounce back and having a better outing at 3-3 with a 3.95 ERA. Yeah, if Manny doesn't hit the IL, Dylan, Kenneth, it's going to be unbelievable. And Machado's a legit workhorse. Kenneth, I hope you're doing well, man. How's everything on your end? Thank you for all your support of the channel. 100% correct, man. He's an absolute workhorse. Now, if Manny Machado can avoid this injury, if he can avoid an IL stint again, I don't believe that's going to case. I still think we're probably going to see Machado on the IL. And if I'm wrong, holy petunias, I will gladly be mistaken if he's able to avoid an IL stint. But right now, we have guys picking up the slack. Jake Cronenworth. It looks like Jurickson Profar may be slumping a little bit. I hope going to the number two spot doesn't ruin him. How did y'all like the lineup today, by the way, for the San Diego Padres? Grisham moved to leadoff. Hit the like button on the screen, everybody. But Grisham moved to leadoff, and they slid everybody down, which is, I predicted something would happen, sliding everybody down. Profar moved to the two spot. I hope that doesn't mess up Jurickson Profar, everybody. 0 for 3 tonight, had a walk, not too great at the plate. I would hope it doesn't mess up Profar at the plate because he's been having so much success at the leadoff position. So we're going to see what the situation is on that fact. What they do now is they moved Grisham to center field at the leadoff position, and what they did is they put Abrams hitting eighth. I really hope C.J. Abrams is able to figure it out for this team. The only thing I didn't like is this. Here's the only thing I didn't like. Why is Austin Nola starting today? And to be fair, Austin Nola had a good day at the plate. He was 0-for-1 with two walks. He walked. He had great at-bats. He grinded it out. He got caught looking on that one at-bat. But I thought Austin Nola was really good. I thought Austin Nola was really, really good today at the plate, which is nice to see. So the question is, what are they going to do with Alfaro? I thought they were going to play Alfaro today. Weird, right? Were you guys surprised by two straight starts from Nola? I don't know. But yes, sir, Alfredo. Another thing I want to tell y'all, everybody. The Padres are 42-27. No Fernando Tatis Jr. We're going to start missing Machado. Drew Pomeranz, chat, is never going to come back. But guys, we're getting closer to July. Like, we're starting to get, like, really into the thick of this season, everybody. We're starting to get very, and I mean very, into the thick of this season. We're 42-27. So, why not us, baby? Why not us? It's that time for this season. It's that time for this team. It's that time for those San Diego Padres who are absolutely locked in right now. Locked in right now. By the way, everybody, Ryan Flaherty said that Bob Melvin should be back. Yes, sir, Kenneth. Bob Melvin should be back on Wednesday for the San Diego Padres, okay? But listen, I'm done. I'm absolutely done with Eric Hosmer at first base right now. I'm absolutely done with Eric Hosmer, everybody. But again, it's great to see Bob Melvin going to be back. It seems like we missed this guy for a long time, chat. We missed Bob Melvin for a very long time. It's going to be very nice to see this guy back. But I'm telling you, I did watch Stranger Things. It's actually crazy how consistent Eric Hosmer is when he's grounding the ball out to second base. It's absolutely insane. He's always grounding balls to second base. Guys, listen to this stat. Eric Hosmer, he has not hit a home run in his last, like, 130 plate appearances. The dude hasn't hit a home run in his last, like, 130 plate appearances. It's insane. It's insane. But again, everybody likes him in the clubhouse. Everybody likes this guy in the clubhouse. It's felt like Bob Melvin's been out forever. So, Chad, I ask you. I want to hear from all 200 of y'all on the live stream. Again, smash the like button. Spread the word of the Hogwatch. Two questions. Who's going on bobblehead night? That's my first question. And my second question is, if Eric Hosmer continues at this clip of being really, really bad, would you consider benching him for good? Or is that just the situation where we're going to need to play him? What would you do? By the way, I don't know if you heard it, but Don Orsillo even literally said it on a podcast that was three ground outs to Eric Hosmer to the right side. He was a little frustrated when he said that. It's June 23rd. I'm not going. I'm trying to get my hands on a few. They liked Hedges in the clubhouse. It's a business. That's true. That's true. They did like Hedges in the clubhouse. So it's interesting. It's interesting. You can't trade him, but Morshew, what if you benched him and had some other guys play? Here's what I would do. I would bench Hosmer if this continues. I would move Voit to first full-time. Heck, I'd consider moving Myers to first full-time when Myers comes back and have Voit DHing. I mean, who would you trust more? What about Will Myers? What about Will Myers playing first? What about Will Myers playing first? We've seen him play first before for this team. Why not see him do it again for the San Diego Padres? We take a look at our updated Major League standings. We are 69 games through the season. Giggity, giggity. The San Diego Padres and Dodgers are tied right now at top of the leaderboards in the National League West. It's absolutely great to see. I can't believe it. We are tied for atop the West with the Dodgers. The Giants are playing good baseball, but luckily they lost again today to the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, we do need Myers back. I'm starting to see why we need Myers back. Thoughts on Mazzara tonight, chat. Thoughts on Mazzara tonight. Another hit for the guy. Here's the situation I think what's going to happen. If Mazzara continues to play this well, A, B, Hosmer continues to struggle, and C, Myers comes back, what I think they're going to do is I think they're just going to have Mazzara in right, and then what they're just going to do is they're going to have Myers at first base and bench Hosmer. Can you guys see that as a plausible action? Can Mazzara play first base? No, but do you know who can? And it's Will Myers. It's Will Myers who can play first base. And Myers does not have to tax that knee in the outfield. He doesn't have to tax that knee. So let's get some Nomar Mazzaras in the chat. It's starting to look like, now with the Dodgers about to call up Trace Thompson, it's starting to get to the point where this may have been the right button pressed by AJ Preller and company. This may have been the right button pressed by AJ Preller and company talking about Nomar Mazzara and finally bringing up the right guy. So, Nomar, you know, what do you think's caused you to, you know, turn it around? Like, why do you think you're starting to find a lot of success for the San Diego Padres right now, Nomar? Like, what do you think it is that's really causing you to really figure it out? You know, I think I'm really starting to see the ball better. I'm really starting to see the ball better. And, you know, fuck it. Fuck yeah. 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 Thanks, Nomar. One more thing. Fuck yeah. Thanks, Nomar. Thank you. Yeah. Whatever it is.
whatever it is, I think he's really starting to see the ball better. And this was a guy that, guys, we forget in Texas, this guy had such a good start of his major league career in Texas. He was turning it around, and he's starting to look like that he can kind of be the Swiss Army knife of this baseball team. I mean, he's starting to look like that he can really figure it around, and I hope he's able to really be better defensively in that right field. I know I don't want any more of those half-ass plays. But if he plays like this, he's going to have to be well. He's going to have to be well. And now let's send it down to Kevin Acey in the locker room, who's with Eric Hosmer discussing his, you know, recent struggles and what do you think he can do to turn it around for the San Diego Padres. Let's take it away to Kevin. Thanks, guys. Hey, Eric. What do you think you need to do, Eric, to, you know, turn it around? Hey, I actually don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I actually think I'm playing really good baseball. Hopefully I can barrel up the ball, but I don't know why you guys always come at me. Like, the clubhouse loves me, and, the clubhouse loves me. So I'm going to hit 150, and I'm going to be enshrined here in San Diego and have a statue. Yeah, I don't know. Fuck you guys. I'm really good at baseball. Fuck you guys. I deserve to get more money. That's what it feels like. That's really what it feels like. So I don't know. Oh, man. Listen, chat. Again, my biggest thing with Eric Hosmer is, I'll say it one more time, It's not the fact that he is bad. It's the fact that he takes no accountability when he's bad. That's the biggest thing, in my opinion. So, main takeaways from tonight. Let's break it down before we wrap it up here. The main takeaways from tonight. A few things. Number one, shout out you, Darvish. You are so good. You've been amazing for this team, and you continue to be special for this Padres team. I mean, special for this Padres team. That's number one. Number two, okay? Number two, Jake Cronenworth, you are hotter than fish grease. Those are your two top hogs of the night, you, Darvish, and Jake Cronenworth. Those two guys have been so great for the Padres. Jake Cronenworth's been great for the Padres in the last month, and you, Darvish, man, has been great for the Padres all year. I mean, all year. All year long. Those first two aside. Done, 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 done. Number three, let's talk about CJ. CJ, dude, you have not arrived. I'll talk about Ruiz in a sec. You have not arrived. No more of that casual shit. None of that casual shit. You need to play to stick. CJ Abrams is a little bit too big up here right now. This team is special, BQ. But Abrams is a bit too stuck up here right now. He needs to understand that he's here for another quick sample size, and he needs to be able to prove himself. Prove himself. And he needs to be better. He needs to be better. Okay? That's number three. Number four, Eric Hosmer, fucking done with you. Don't look at Luke Voit tonight. Don't look at Profar tonight. Thoughts on Grisham tonight, chat. He went deep again, which was very nice to see. You were able to see Grisham go deep in that fourth, fifth inning. But again, his other plate appearances weren't good tonight. That leads up to my next thing about, when should this team give Ruiz a chance? This guy continues to do it. He's going to have 50 stolen bases very shortly, probably tomorrow. But here is Grisham going deep tonight. MTB Zeus, welcome to this channel. Thanks so much for subscribing. But besides that at bat, Grisham was just eh. So I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see when some of these guys come back and when their success levels turn. Again, everybody, join the Padres Hogwatch Discord. Follow me on Instagram at the Hogwatch for year-round Padres content. Does anybody have any questions from tonight's live stream that I can help be a resource and answer them? I would love to be able to be a resource and help answer your questions. By the way, we'll let you know when we go live after every single San Diego Padres game. Does anybody have any questions from tonight, Friar Faithful? Manaea Gallen tomorrow, baby. Manaea Gallen tomorrow. Let's open up this last segment. By the way, everybody, let me know if you guys want me to do like a life advice session at the end of my streams.
kind of like I love this podcaster, Ryan Russillo. Kind of what he does is like he talks about his sports, and then kind of like in the last 10 to 15 minutes of his streams, he just does like a life advice segment, like a personal life advice segment. If not, no worries. You guys can leave it. I don't know if I'll start it tonight. I didn't prepare for one, but I kind of want to do like a monologue, like a life advice segment. Anyways, played a good defensive center. Ruiz is a right-handed bat, so maybe they could try a platoon. They'd probably have to option a Zokar or Alcantara. They'd option Alcantara, no doubt about it. I just don't know why they haven't yet already. Can Hosmer turn it around? There's nothing to turn around, dude. I've literally been great all year. I'm a great baseball player who doesn't need to change anything. I would hope he's able to turn it around, David. I would hope he's been able to turn it around, but man, he has not had a good last month or so for the San Diego Padres. So you guys want to get a Manny Machado update. By the way, we just got one from Dennis Lynn. Machado walked through the clubhouse without a limp. He declined to stop to comment on his injury. Holy cow. Let's get some Manny Machados in the chat. This guy's ankles are made of vibranium. Let's get some Manny Machados in the chat, everybody. Wow. That's unbelievable. That's actually incredible. How does this guy continue to just be unstoppable for this team? By the way, Jake is 17 for 30 with 5 walks. I think that is good. Pretty too. Again, there hasn't been a final decision on the IL yet. They can backdate a stint if they wind up putting him on there. Guys, I think we dodged a huge bullet with Manny Machado. Again, nice tweet, Nate. Ryan Flaherty would not commit to Manny Machado avoiding an IL stint. But Manny Machado, for what it's worth, is not on the IL. There's a lot of optimism with Manny, who called his former Orioles teammate a quick healer. And by the way, everybody, hopefully it's only a week or so. Or maybe less. Wow! Machado! Let's get some why not us's and Manny Machado's in the chat. The only reason I don't want the 10-day IL, Sky, is because I want him back on June 30th. I'm not sure if y'all know what June 30th is. But the Padres travel up the 5 and the 405 to this place called Chavez Ravine. And what they could do with Manny is that they can just have him sit out. Here's my plan. You have Machado sit out, and you have him sit out until the Dodgers series. You have him sit out until June 30th, and then you just DH him. Just DH him for the Dodgers series. Don't have him in the field. And what you can do by DHing him is you can bench Hosmer. You move Voit to first. You have Machado as your DH. So here's what you would do. Morshu, which game are you going? I'll come with you, Morshu. You have Voit at first, Cronenworth at second, Abrams at short, Kim at third, Machado DHing. Tell him not to take any extra bases. Hosmer isn't getting benched, Hog. Nah, I believe it. I believe he will be. Fuck it. I'm so done with him. I'm so done with Eric Hosmer. I am so done with Eric Hosmer at the plate, man. I can't do it much longer, chat. I cannot do it much longer. Yeah, they can definitely bench him against Heaney and Urias. Definitely. Again, everybody, recent Dennis Lynn updates. Hopefully, it's only a week or so. Speaking on Manny Machado, which is great to see. Okay, thank you for that gif. Manny Machado walked through the clubhouse without a limp. He declined to comment. Let's see if we have an AC update on Machado. Guys, It's looking like, so do you guys still think he's going to hit the IL? I want to hear your predictions. Do you think Machado's going to hit the IL? We'll see. Again, good Lord, Machado just walked through the clubhouse walking perfectly normal. He said he had no time to talk, too busy healing evidently.
I'm back.
This guy, his ankles are made of vibranium. I'm starting to think that this guy can come back for the Dodgers series. You guys think they shot up his ankle? Here's something that we just did not discuss. There's a possibility that he could have, Dennis, one more tweet. There's a possibility that his ankle could have came out of his shoe. I don't see the tweet. I don't see the tweet. This is all I see. We already talked about that, Sky. I don't know what you're talking about. Weird. I don't know what Dennis made. Was it a reply? Nah, that's it. He didn't tweet. So, listen. Crazy. Dr. Chow said it was the end of July, likely for Machado. I'm sure he could be wrong now. This guy's usually pretty right about his injuries. But we go to Dr. David Chow now. Did he delete his article talking about Manny Machado and when he could come back? They'll wait. He's moving around surprisingly well. Hope the optimism is warranted. No need to make that decision now. He's talking about Manny Machado. But he had this article. He had this article posted that Manny Machado wouldn't be back until the end of July. So maybe he's wrong. Maybe the Padres avoid a massive bullet. Yeah. We already reviewed that, Sky. Dr. Chow is a hack. Fuck Dr. Chow. Oh my God, Luis. Stop that. No racism here, man. Unbelievable, though. All right, chat. Any other questions from tonight? If not, we're going to wrap it up, baby. Again, this has been brought to you by betonline.ag. Your number one source for all betting needs. Any final questions for tonight, everybody, before we wrap it up? Let me know. Let me know if y'all have any other questions. A great win for the San Diego Padres. This is a time where they're going to have to see CJ Abrams in the lineup every single night. We are going to have to see CJ Abrams in the lineup every single night. Maybe I'll try and go on Sunday, Morshoe. I got to go to bed early, BQ. Predictions for tomorrow. Padres win, baby. We're going to sweep these guys. We're going to sweep these guys. You're literally the best YouTuber. I appreciate it, buddy. No way he's playing, I say, at least 2 weeks. I don't know. What about the Ha-Sung Kim hit? Padres 24-7. Yeah, we broke it down tonight. Listen, it was a low fastball from Zach Davies. It was a big-time hit in that second inning. It kind of gave the Padres a two-run lead when it was 1-1. Runners on second and third, two outs. Listen, he went down after a ball and he got it. Like, credit to Ha-Sung Kim. Credit where credit was due. Does that change in him being a liability offensively? Absolutely not. But was it a big hit tonight? Sure. Listen, when Yu Darvish is pitching, chat, we don't need insane amounts of offensive production. We don't need much offense at all. All right, Padres fans, thank you so much, everybody. I hope everyone has a great rest.